We've updated our website to give it a fresh new look and feel, while keeping the great information about the universe that you've come to expect. Check it out at stardate.org. Stardate, June 20th. The moon maneuvers through a crowded region of the sky the next few nights, past a couple of planets and some bright stars. The moon is in the waxing crescent phase. The crescent part of that description is obvious. The waxing part means the crescent is getting fatter by the night. Tonight, the sun lights up only about 8% of the moon's Earth-facing hemisphere. By tomorrow night, it'll be about 13%, and by Thursday night, about 21%. If we could see the moon's backside, the hemisphere that's always hidden, the lighting would be just the opposite. It would be about 92% full tonight, but less full night by night. Those changes are a result of the moon's orbit around Earth. The moon passed between Earth and the sun on Saturday night. Now, it's pulling away from the sun, so more and more of the Earth-facing hemisphere faces the sun. That means more daylight and a fatter crescent. The moon will reach first quarter on Monday, moving into its gibbous phase, and headed toward full on July 3rd. Watch the crescent moon and its companions over the next few nights. Tonight, brilliant Venus, the evening star, stands to its upper left. Fainter orange Mars is farther along the same line, with Regulus, the heart of the lion, farther still. The twins of Gemini are close to the lower right of the moon tonight, ready to disappear in the twilight. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, in Calaveras County, in California's historic gold country. Details at mercercaverns.net. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.